Okay, so let's talk again about our evolution of light. So our first type of light that human beings used was what, boys?
Firelight.
Yeah, firelight.
Third grade teacher Kathleen Jones sits at a small round table with two students as they participate in a reading activity about electricity.
And then we move to what, Adam?
We move to candles.
Yeah, then we have candles.
Jones is a teacher at the Candezzi School, a K-6 charter school in the Atlanta Public School District. The school was one of four visited on the Georgia Charter Schools Association tour. Candezzi principal Dean Lieber says the school focuses on critical thinking, creative expression, and emotional growth. He also says the school has smaller class sizes.
This is the thing that makes Candezzi different, I think. It's that we have 6 to 8 students per class.
Lieber says the school has hundreds on its waiting list, and students are seeing success on standardized tests.
And this was the highest performing fifth grade class in all of Atlanta Public Schools last year. We're very proud of that.
Those on the tour also got to visit this coordinate algebra class at Fulton Leadership Academy in East Point.
Can I get a volunteer with a hand raised and a mouth shut to read the two equations for number 6? Dawood.
2x plus y equals 2.
The school serves 6th through 9th graders. It is different than the Candezzi School because it was approved by the State Charter Schools Commission. The commission was established after a controversial amendment to the state's constitution approved by voters last year. School principal Gavin Sams says the school is doing better on average than what students in Fulton, DeKalb, and Gwinnett counties get on standardized tests.
Those numbers are extraordinary. So extraordinary for me that I'm sure people thought we were cheating and all that. We were really nervous. It's like, look, I just don't want to be on the news, so that's not happening.
And officials with the State Board of Education say when you look at the most recent standardized testing data, overall, charter schools are slightly ahead of traditional schools. That testing data is from the 2011 and 2012 school year. Louis Ersti is charter schools division director for the State Board of Education.
And math is the only one charter schools were behind on, and basically they caught up in this past year. So charter schools are now at or better than 5 of 6 categories they're better than, and in one category they're equal to.
Ersti explains why he believes that's happening.
The whole formula for a charter school is that because you have control over people, time, and money in your building, then you're going to do better. That's what the research shows. We're also having a filtering process the last 3.5 years. Schools that aren't going to make a renewal, they're either not applying or they're giving it up completely.
Meanwhile, the Georgia Association of Educators says it understands that charter schools add value to public education. But the association's director of government affairs, Tracy Ann Nelson, is concerned about the testing comparisons because she believes charter schools are allowed to be more selective than traditional schools. As an example, she says charter schools require applications and says some schools ask parents to sign a contract for things like volunteer hours.
Well, I'm not going to say I don't believe it. If the data says that, then the data says that. But you are going to do better if you get to select your students.
On the State Board of Education's website, it says charter school applications should never include screening information. Charter school supporters say schools can ask parents to sign contracts, but they're not legally binding. And they say federal law prohibits retaliation against students if parents don't meet the contract's requirements. New standardized testing data comparing traditional and charter schools will be available in December. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.